Yes, good morning. Good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, I think it's the right time to thank Matias Sangara. And today, as it has always been the case, this is your economic conversational program. It's your economic conversational program. Here is where we gather, particularly when we discuss issues of, economy and issues of developmental affairs. You know, wherever you are finding yourself, we are greeting you. From Eagle FM Namibia. And, some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are already going back home from work. And yeah, this is, we are always very happy to engage you. And we are always, thanking you for taking time and also be part of our conversation. You know, this is where we discuss issues which cut across, issues which are cutting across in terms of economic development, in terms of human development, in terms of infrastructure development, because we are always trying to find a way, to boost our discussion, particularly on issues of concern, on issues which are affecting the way we do things, on issues which are affecting the way Namibia is operating, particularly in the area of economic front. We touch at financial stability. We touch at, policy making, policy planning, and also, most importantly, on implementation. Yeah, as it has always been the case, before we go to what we have for today, it's always very important to make sure that you get connected to us, get connected to Eagle FM Namibia, follow us at all our social media platform, follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, follow us on X, and also follow us on Instagram and LinkedIn, because when you follow us, those who are following you will also be able to follow us, and we'll be able to have access to economic updates, statistical updates, financial news, and business insight, business intelligence that will be able to assist them, to make those long-term economic decisions, to make good choices when they are doing their investment, and also to be part of the broader actors in economic development of Namibia. So yeah, apart from that, we also have our e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper. It's an e-paper which is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. So to subscribe to the Villager newspaper, send your name to this number and make sure that you save it. Send your name to this number on WhatsApp at 081-200-4144, 081-200-4144. And when you do that, you have access to your economic information. You have access to the Villager newspaper. And we are always advising, especially students of economics, students of international relations, student of international law, student of business, engineering, science, and all the courses which are related to development, which are related to infrastructure development, which are related to governance, and also issues of food security. Because, you know, when you are in academia, there is always an aspect of you getting that latest content. But with access to the Villager newspaper, you have those insight, then you can also broaden or expand the range of sources that you are using to reference. So let's check it, paying the bills.
Super bargains await you at USave, where you pay for the product and not the brand. Pay only 139.99 Namibian dollars for selected Lovey's premium disposable nappies, 36.99 for 1 kilo Mama's high foam hand washing powder, 750 milliliters Sunlight dishwashing liquid for only 32.99 Namibian dollars, and palm olive shampoo and conditioner for 34.99 Namibian dollars each. USave, I save, we all save at USave.
Get social. Yes, apart from the Villager newspaper, we also have Eagle FM app. You know, there are always those who are asking questions to say, no, Eagle FM, we are interested in your conversation, but we are not able to be connected with you, or the frequency is not working this side, we're indicating to you that the word is moving very fast, and we found a better way of responding to your questions regarding, you know, frequency. That is advancement in terms of digitalization, in terms of the use of tech. And you need to make sure that you familiarize yourself with Eagle FM app. Just go to your Play Store, go to your App Store, type in Eagle FM Namibia. Then you'll be able to have access to the app. You download it, put it in your phone. And what is very interesting about the app is that, you know, the moment you just open it, you'll be able to listen to the programs which are on air. You'll be able to listen to conversations which are on air. And what is interesting is also that, you know, in a situation where you miss out or the time that conversation was held live, you were busy doing something of equal importance, you were at work, or you were just not closer to your radio or to your phone, you can still go to podcast. You can still go to podcast and have an access to our open archive that you'll be able to go back and also re-listen to the programs that you have missed at your own time and also at your own pace. And before we go to what we have for today, it's also very important to make sure that you download Imba app. Download Imba app. Imba app is a digital version of a hymn book that is found in different Namibian languages. You know, find them in Oshiwambo, that is your Yangano. You have Maimburiro, Sherero. You have Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So, can be a pastor, can be a young person, you are attending an event, you are attending church, or you are attending a wedding or a graduation ceremony, and you are required to sing from a hymn book, and you don't need to worry. You don't need to worry, because we got you. We got you in the context that when you download Imba app, then you make your life easier. Then you have access to the content and also context of a hymn book. And yeah, you leverage on technology. You are leveraging on technology because, you know, in the world of digitalization, you do not need to work with a hammer anymore. You don't only need to work hard, but you also need to work smart because, you know, technology is here to help us. Technology is here to help us and also to make our life easier. Not complicated, but to make our life easier. So yeah, after every conversation, we always make sure that we open our line at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. So after every conversation that we bring about, we will always, you know, make sure that we give you an opportunity to air your view, give you an opportunity to present your point, ask your questions, and also come up with constructive criticism. You know, there is a lot of things happening in Namibia. And everything which is happening in Namibia is our concern, particularly those which are affecting our bread and butter issue. And I'm always indicating when things are not going well in our country, when a certain manager is fired, when a certain CEO is fired, when somebody ate up the money, or when the economy is not doing well, let us not point fingers to say, no, we told them. Because those are our resources. We must also be concerned, and we must also feel shame when somebody did not do well, because it's our thing, and those are our resources. Everybody is a shareholder. You don't know, you can be somebody who, you are not a shareholder in any company, but you are a shareholder in your own country. You are the main shareholder in your own country's resources, and we must always make sure that we monitor them and we discuss about those issues. So, before we go to the national news, it's always very important to look at, you know, what we are going to have on the table today. We are going to look at the summary of what have happened, throughout the week, especially at early morning scoop. And some of you who missed the program, you also be able to get some of the key points, what the topics that we discuss about, what are some of the takeaways. And you can also air your views to say, no, that day when you guys were discussing about that, I forgot my point, I wanted to say this, or I got new information on this. or this is according to my research how we should have handled that debate, or you can just give your contribution to say at that point that this is what I want to emphasize on, because we are always trying to make sure that the purpose of the conversations that we are having is to upgrade your thinking and also awaken the way we think, the way we operate, and also encourage us to participate in a national building and also economic development of the country. Yeah, that's why we are always making sure that every conversation that we are having, every topic that we are having, we are always, making sure that you get one thing or two that will also make sure that they change the way we operate, or we find a way, a better way on handling issues, or a better ways of doing things. So, the right to exercise your democratic right, freedom of expression, and whatever views, whatever religion, whatever political party, because we are always making sure that we accommodate all the views, we accommodate all the views, and we let people to express their thinkings. You know, we can discuss about issues of economics. We don't only talk about capitalism. We don't only talk about socialism. We don't only talk about communism. You can be having a communism ideology or thinking, but we also need to see what can we get from that idea. What can we get from that idea, and how to find a better way of addressing issues, because the world has changed, and it's up to us to find out what economic system, how are we going to handle it, economic system with Namibian characteristics, because every situation requires a different approach on how to handle it, and every economic problem requires also a different approach on how to handle it, because if the theory has worked in America, it has worked in Europe, doesn't mean that it's going to work in China, doesn't mean that it's going to work well in Africa. But there's always ways of complementing that system. There's always ways of fine-tuning that system in order to find out that, we are where we are supposed to be. And, we are racing against time. We are racing against time because in terms of national planning and also national priorities, when you look at the issues of Vision 2030, for example, we are still not there, but there is still time, and that is the mark that we set there to evaluate ourselves, but that is not really the end of history. There is still a future after 2030, and it's also not the time to go blame each other, just a time also to take stock and see what have we done, where are we. So let us look at the commercial break, then we'll start with look at what is happening at the African level, what is happening at an international affairs before we come home.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are here until the hour of 8. We are here until the hour of 8. And there are good news coming from Japan. There are good news coming from Japan. Can be a good news, can also be a news to interrogate. It was indicated that, the ongoing international conference, the 9th Tokyo International Conference on African Development, the Japan Prime Minister, Shigeru Ishimba, has, presented or unveiled a $5.5 billion plan toward Africa in terms of loans and also AI training of African AI experts, 30,000, AI expert to be trained over the next 3 years, And you need to understand that, this $5.5 billion plan, this was pledged by the Japan Prime Minister toward African leaders, is going to come in terms of loan to help Africa, and also to help Africa to make sure that they advance their sustainable development, and also what is also very interesting is also that, it was also stated that this is also aiming to help Africa, mounting, debt. Now, it's a very interesting thing to get this loan, because it was stated that it will be given through African Development Bank. It will be given through African Development Bank. And it's one of the very interesting thing, because when Japan is pledging this support to Africa, giving a loan to help Africa also to deal with her debt. So something very interesting to interrogate, to say, I'm already in debt and you are giving me a loan to settle my debt. How long our relationship is going to be, and when am I going to come out of this debt? And what is the importance of debt? Because there was a time I was in conversation with an economist, and I asked, why countries have debts and all these things? And he said, no, it's a matter of economy. There's no really country without debt. And it's also how you handle them. It's also how you handle them. And in this case, you can already see, are these loans also attached to anything? These loans also attached to anything, because giving money is one thing, and also handling the consequences of not complying with those requirements, and what will happen to you. So let's look at the commercial break.
It's time for the ShopRite Home and Appliances promotion. Upgrade your home and live in style with a wide range of products, like a 12-piece summer living glass drink set for only $119.99 per set, and a 12-piece silver steam cookware set for only $649.99 per set. Don't miss out on these special deals and more. Offers valid until 7 September 2025. Only at ShopRite, the home of lower prices you can trust. Always.
Oma penda furegetu oganyanyere omore konjero manguruko monina agasimane kaihe pakunyanyera onjira dagaminwa ninga ehogororo jupenda ngabeka ondapo omatayera nagapame nomadhiradhiro ogaera nongere tohingi waaliko hiyodhungo imangeramo etokala watonata ongwe omutonateri gonjokonona yawo esiku ndika lyomapenda fule omahogororo goye nageerekele uupenda wawo kala ependa lyashaasiku ninga shoka shomondjira eto hupitha oomwenyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Yes, that is up for interrogation. Up for interrogation. 5.5 billion loans to Africa through African Development Bank coming from Japan. And also Japan offered to train 30,000 artificial intelligence experts over the next 3 years from Africa. And it's a very good thing. We see how things are going to be done. We see how things are going to be done. And for your own understanding, it's not the first time Africa is getting money. It's not the first time also Africa is getting loans from outside. And you also end up asking yourself, the amount of money we are getting, are we using this money accordingly? Are we using this money accordingly? Because there is also an issue of accountability. This is an issue of accountability. Is the other thing was, is the other day we were talking about financial inclusion, is to say you are giving us money, but you want us to, it's not a free money, number one. But what you want from you, we also want skills on how to handle, how do you manage to be accountable to your people? Well, how do you deal with your financial regulations? Because imagine you are giving money to, for example, to a country like Sudan with a fragmented leadership structure, giving money to DRC, which is a good thing for improvement, which a fragmented structure, corruption is the order of the day. It's something that really need to be interrogated, something that really need to be interrogated. Money is not a problem. The problem is how we are using it. And it's also very interesting also to see the president of Angola, João Lourenço, or João Lourenço, that is how they pronounce it, indicated acknowledging and also say Africa is really struggling. Africa is really struggling with barriers of limited to international financing. And the question that we need to ask also yourself is that, is Africa really struggling with getting access to international financing? Does Africa even need those international financial institution to stand where it supposed to stand? Because when you look at the output of Africa annually, we are feeding the world. We are feeding the world with our natural resources. And how do we find a system of trading, not at the black market, trading at an international level? Our minerals are evaluated at an international standard. I do not think this thing of going outside the country and also try to say we need money. And you know what is very interesting? What is very interesting is that Esther de France like saying, you know, Africa is just as a center there to be given. And it's very difficult because remember, you get, for example, this amount of money is given to Africa. 5.5 billion in loan. Then this money, ask yourself this question: how is this money going to be spent? Is it even going to be spent in Africa? When you want to buy materials, that money can also be used again. We are going to buy those materials in Europe. We are going to buy car parts again to Japan. Imagine you just get this money, then you need to buy Toyota, you need to buy, you know, just vehicles. Let me say for escort of your president or escort of, your minister, you still go outside the country to go and buy again, with the money that you are given. And, when you are trading, you are also trading in, in international currency. that you are going to be charged again. Imagine Africa is given a loan of $5.5 billion US dollars, and Africa is also losing around five billion. Imagine Africa is also losing around 5 billion or 4 billion there every year due to its trading. This money already left Africa. If you have to make general calculation, because you are getting 5.5 billion, for example, as a loan you are giving to different countries, just to give you context to say, how is this money going to be spent? Because we sell raw materials, we get loans, we buy final product again from outside. It's not going to stand. It's not going to circulate around Africa. Let me just give you two statistics. Number one, international financial transaction between two African countries, between African countries, because we are not yet integrated in terms of Pan-African payment system, you are already losing 4 billion. Now you are left with how much? Imagine you are now left with 1.5 billion. Then Africa is also losing between 4 and 8 billion every year due to cyber crime. Imagine you already lost all your money, if you have to put it in a literal sense. What about other money which you are losing through illicit financial transactions? So let us not celebrate. No wonder there is a lot of pronunciation, there is a lot of assistance, and there is no tangibility. Imagine if we get that amount of money from Japan, then we were trading on our own. We have integrated that Africa continental free trade area, and we are trading in our own currency. You know how much we are going to save? Money will be spent here, will be circulating here, and the inequality of African people, the problem of inequality will be solved. So it's something that also need to an interrogation, and people can have different views to say, well, you get a loan of 5.5 billion. This is how you are supposed to use it. Or let us not be always negative. Let us hope that African leaders are going to do it. But knowing really how African leaders are operating, knowing really how is in most African countries, how they are operating, is going to be difficult. And that money from African Development Bank, it will cause chaotic activities in different government. But it's also up to how we are going to use it. Have we learned our lessons from previous loans that we got? Have we also learned our lesson from International Monetary Fund between 1970 and 1985 there? Have we learned a lesson? Because if we go back between 1975 and 1985 there, look at that period of structural adjustment program, where International Monetary Fund realized to say, no, you guys, for me to give you money, you need to change your government system. You need to make sure that you privatize the state resources. And you also need to make sure that you allow other players to partake in the economy. And don't spend more on social affairs. And you know what happened to Zambia? Look at that period in African history. Then you understand to say, what lesson have we learned? Are these loans coming with strings attached also? Are they unexplained conditions to say you are only going to spend it on this one? Or when we give you this loan, we are also going to send you some of the companies to implement those, because You literally end up not getting anything. Because imagine now, let me say you get 5.5 billion, then I put it in African Development Bank. Different countries go there to get that money through a loan again. And you want to build an infrastructure. You want to build a dam. You want to construct roads. Which company are you going to take? You have to make sure that you take for example, China construction company, that international one, the SOE for Chinese government, to construct a road for you. Then you know who you are paying? You have to pay China. Now, Then, let me say you construct a road, you construct a railway, whatever you constructed, and now you are at the position of trading with other country. When you are crossing those borders, when you are doing those transactions again, you are giving money to who? You are giving money to the US. And you literally end up having a little to nothing. Because let's just put it this way. If this money that we get, we use it wisely to develop ourselves, there will be no point that we are going to need. Have you seen an African country giving a loan to any country in the world? Maybe I did not hear about it. Assisting China, for example, assisting any other country. Because we are just getting. They are saying a beggar has no option, but we have been begging for a very long time. And I think we also become vulnerable to say everything is going to Africa. That's why people used to complain when they go out and study abroad. When somebody from South Africa has been asked, do you know somebody from Sudan, or do you know somebody? Because people outside, they still think Africa is just it's just a forest. People there are still, even if they are there, they know the context that they put us there. Because, you know, they are just Africans. But when are we going to stand at the global stage and say this is what we put on the table? I think it's something to interrogate, not only at the African continent, even in our country, because it can scale down to a state level. It can scale down to a state level. Because when you speak about Africa, Africa is nothing without the existence of all those states. So when you talk about Africa, we are talking about Namibia. How did we use loans that we have been getting? What is our debt level as a country? How much Namibia owe? What is our debt level? How is our borrowing plan? And yeah, let's look at this news and see.
At the 19th Tokyo International Conference on African Development, ICAD 9, Japan's Prime Minister launched a bold push to deepen ties with Africa by proposing a new Indian Ocean Africa Economic Zone. Echoing that, UN Secretary General called for broader global reforms.
Africa must have a stronger voice in shaping the decisions that affect its future. That includes long overdue reform of the Security Council, where incredibly, Africa has no permanent member and other regions remain underrepresented. And it includes an overhaul of today's unjust and unfair international financial architecture that must enhance African representation and endorse a strong African voice in the decisions being made.
Meanwhile, Angolan President and African Union Chair João Lourenço acknowledged the critical financial hurdles facing the continent.
The
African continent continues to face persistent barriers and limited complex access to international financing, a situation made worse by credit ratings that pose various challenges for us, as many African countries have been rated as high-risk borrowers, making them barely eligible for lower-cost capital. Yet, such capital is absolutely essential for investment in infrastructure, electrification, industrialization, and technological advancement. Ticket 9, attended by roughly 50 African countries alongside global organizations.
Who are we, you ask? The National Road Safety Council is a statutory body established in 1996 with a legal mandate to promote and manage road safety across Namibia. We believe every accident is preventable and every life is precious. Our mission is to make our roads, vehicles and users safer based on effective road safety management. So, join our unwavering vision and commitment to zero deaths and serious injuries. Visit www.nisc.org.na to learn more. Do the right thing and save lives.
August with real value at WB. Get a 2-liter Pepsi now for a sweet $14.99. 750ml WB cooking oil for only $26.99. 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for just $36.99. And 50 Hi Baby active diapers at only $124.99. See all our real value deals at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Yeah, that is what's happening on the other side. The card is ending today. And, you know, we are expecting our delegation, back. Expecting our delegation back to the country. And also to brief us on what is brought home. What are some of the deals that we entered there? Are they good deals or there are no good deals at all, or they are win-win situation? So those are the questions that you need to ask yourself. Ask yourself, because you know, if with that loan, I do not have a problem with it. I only have a problem with utilization, because you know, Africa independence. Most of African countries started getting independence in 1960s onward. The end of 1950s, the 1960s onward. And, by 1994, South Africa was the last country to end, the apartheid, regime. And looking at things that we have done over those years, as long as, we continue to be underdeveloped in terms of monitoring and evaluation, there are some lessons that we need to learn from the past. There are some lessons that we need to learn as a country. And, the blame game should not be there, or protecting ourselves from what we did to save history will not be useful if, what is being done is not impacting people on the ground. And when you look at the conversation yesterday between Matthias and Tate John, what I've seen is that, sometimes it has to go to our thinking and the way we approach things. It has to go to our thinking and the way we approach things. How do we handle situations as Africa? How do we handle our development? Who are we measuring with? Who are we comparing with when we want to develop? And what are we not doing right? Because money is not a problem. Africa has been getting money. Africa has been getting money. You know, international donors, look at how much German Development Bank spend in Africa. Just in Africa. How much? How much EU spend in Africa? How much was spent? How many projects are pending in Africa in general? Before we come to Namibia, how many projects are pending? Then you can scale down to Namibia. Go to reports of Central Procurement Board and how many tenders are still 5 years behind. What is the problem if the budget was based on that calculation? What went wrong? It's a very interesting thing. The more money coming, the more money coming out. Ask yourself, where are you going to buy when you get this? But I think it's a debate that needs to be expanded to say Africa is getting money. Africa is also taking money outside the continent to go and buy from people who gave them money. And also when they are trading within their brothers and sisters, money is still lost. When it's coming to technology, we are still getting, but when are we going to stand on our own? And what do we need to do? Because the problem of Africa is the same problem of Namibia. In fact, African problems are Namibian problems. To put it that way. But yeah, let us come back to Africa. Come back to Africa. They are saying Africa is the mother of civilization. It's a mother of civilization. Some of the thinkers, they say that the beginning was here in Africa. Different views. But that is a debate of another day. Looking at Cameroon, there is a legal challenge. It's a legal challenge to President Paul Biya, the 92-year-old presidential candidate who is seeking for the 8th term. Paul Biya is set to stand for election for another 8th term, and he's 92, and is the only leader that Cameroon know for the past more than 30 years, and he's still having ambitions and also support to make sure that he's standing, but there are constitutional challenge to say due to his age, there are constitutional challenge of his ineligibility, and we are seeing if the constitutional court or the constitutional council of Cameroon who consider this legal challenge, or he's just going to pass through. Because in many countries where democracy is only on paper, a legal challenge to a powerful politician is like just it's formality, not really consequences. And we are going to see if the Constitutional Council of Cameroon is independent, and what decision it's going to make, and how are these judges going to interpret that decision. So now the man is 92, for example, he's 92 years old, he's still eligible, science is saying this, experts are saying this, and medical records are saying this. Because honestly, 92, when somebody's 92, he's, I don't want to enter there because that conversation will end up not a good conversation. But when you are 92, you are out. You are out. You are not even supposed to start from there. You are supposed to rest. You start resting. When are you going to retire? What is the meaning of retirement? If you are applying for a job at 92 for. You are applying for a job at 92. And what is that new you are going to bring, and who is supporting you? But it's a democratic right. It's democratic right. I don't know what the constitution of Cameroon is saying, but it's challenged now by the prominent opposition candidate, that is Akere Tabeng Muna. It's challenging the president of Cameroon to say you are 92. You are not eligible for presidential race, and the ruling is expected today at 11 a.m. there to see what the constitutional court, the constitutional council of Cameroon is going to say. And what you also need to know is that the same constitutional council, the same constitutional council which prohibit the prominent and young politician who was challenging the president not to run. And we see if it's going to, and I don't think it's going to be a threat to Paul Biya. But maybe it's independent, maybe it's not going to be allowed to run based on age, but it's something that we need to watch. So let us look at this, then we look at what we have today. So it's always very difficult to understand sometimes.
President Paul Biya, aged 92 and poised to seek an 8th term in the October elections, now faces a significant legal obstacle. Akere Tabeng Muna, a prominent opposition candidate and former BAP president, has filed a formal petition with the Constitutional Council alleging that Biya is constitutionally ineligible to run under Article 118 of the Electoral Code. The motion cites Biya's advanced age, recurrent health absences and presumed dependency on third parties as grounds for disqualification. Muna emphasizes that this is not a political attack but a legal imperative to uphold the state of law. The ruling is expected this Friday at 11 a.m. at the Palais des Congrès in the capital. Recently, the Constitutional Council upheld the exclusion of Paul Biya's major rival, Maurice Kamto, from the ballot, raising serious doubt over the credibility of the electoral process.
Yeah, you heard it yourself. You heard it yourself. And, you know, something which requires critical attention. You know, in, you know, African proverbs used to say, you know, an elder will never be. There's always wisdom with age. There's always wisdom with age. And in that term, in that interpretation, wisdom with age, I believe running a state affair is not an easy thing. And also by those days, there were only chiefs and kings. And in most cases, they, when they grow up, they give advisory roles and they don't move around till the king pass on. That is, has been a tradition. But running state affairs is not an easy thing. There's issues of domestic and foreign affairs. You must always be on top of your game. And you must always be briefed. When you're somebody 92 and you are coming there with a document to say, no, there is this which need this document which need your approval, do you think even there's time to go and read 92 pages and also understand, or just signing, or there's somebody who want to put this person in power so that they can loot more? So yeah, those are some of the critical issues. It's happening, and how is this going to affect the African development, the African economy? And just think about that. Just think about that. And also, what can we learn from this? Because there is always a lesson to learn. What can we learn from this? Because the way we look at other countries, the way we look at other countries are also looking at us to say, no, Namibia is a beautiful country with natural resources, unequal nation in terms of economy, and there are also challenges to discover oil and gas. It has this problem and all these things, because don't think it's only you who is interpreting people. I was talking to my friend and indicate to him to say, you are speaking A, B, C, and D about Zimbabwe. You are saying, no, this guy is from DRC, this guy is from Sudan. Do you know that people on the other side are also saying the same thing, to say, no, this guy is from Namibia, or those are Namibians. Imagine you go to Zim, you go to Zambia, they say, no, those are Namibians. Think about that. Think about it that way. In that context, to see, don't only look at the continent from your view. Look at it from the other side. How do people view us as Namibians? What are the values that we have? What are we representing when you go outside? And, how do they view also the way we do things at home? What are the good things that are known about our country? And what are those issues that, need to be handled properly that are known about our country? So those are some of the conversation that need to be extended. And the time is, we have 1 minute before the hour of 7. We have another hour. And after the commercial break, we are going to look at the summary of our discussion. We are going to look at the summary of our discussion for the week, especially on key issues that we have touched. What are the learning points that we can get, and how can you know, we wrap up you know, the Friday early morning scoop. And I also give you an opportunity to make sure that you ask your questions, you give your contribution, you give your criticism with an alternative way on how to handle issues. Don't just open the debate, but also make sure that, you know, make sure that you have alternative how we should handle things, because if you talk about, if you see something is a problem, it means it needs a solution. It needs a solution. And also make sure that don't just present the problem, also present how do you think need to be done. You know, you can think you don't have any influence, but your idea, because our leaders are also listening, the idea that you bring about as an ordinary citizen, you don't know, is the idea that is going to be used to say, for example, no, Shilongo said this, Uncle Bwana said this. Maybe the president was listening and say, it could be this man have some wisdom that we never see it because we are on top. We cannot see what's happening down. Then later, why can't we do this? What James presented, because sometimes you may underestimate your view, but you are, everybody's is extraordinary. Because have you ever been, at a place and somebody that you underestimate, even somebody who is not like fine, you can even find somebody who is mentally unstable giving a point that you even never thought about, just coming out like that. That's why do not underestimate yourself, do not underestimate your opinion, because this you end up be guilty of something that you did not do. Because if you have a good idea, present it. If you have a good business plan, put it forth. If you have a good contribution, put it forth. Because I one thing I have seen is also that we have silent leaders. Very silent. You are working at a certain school, for example. You are working at a certain institution. And you really see something which need the knowledge that you have, but you are just quiet because you are scared of presenting your view. That's why we're always making sure that you might be a silent leader, you might be a silent contributor, you might be somebody who have a silver bullet on how to solve our developmental issues. That's why expressing your opinion and views matters. So, for your own information, the Villager newspaper for today is out. The Villager newspaper is out. And, get that, luxury. Get that time to read through. Get that time to read through. A lot of, interesting, news. A lot of interesting news. Get that time to read through. Especially in terms of the economy. And, also, in terms of, you know, get farming, get government boards, look at private sector, look at, and you also find a lot of advertisements. There's woman blog there, a lot of advertisement, things that, you know, you can have access to, things that you can have access to. That's why we are also indicating to you, that you can also market with us, because if you see companies such as Vurman Block, MTC, and many other companies talk about Verificha, there are courses here offered, particularly those who want to study law or those who want advancement in terms of their legal profession, certificates here offered. And just get access to the Villager newspaper. You also find the sales, ShopRite, and yeah, just do that, man. Especially if you are a student, you are a researcher, and also somebody who is interested in business. Make the Villager newspaper part of your resources. Because if you do that, you bought yourself a luxury, free, luxury for content in terms of economic development, and also, in terms of, personal development and learn new things every day. So let's look at paying the bills, and we can continue.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Yes, it's 8 minutes past the hour of 7. You are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And it's always very important to look at what did we talk about throughout the week? What are some of the points that we have missed? And what are some of the new development in that sector that we discuss about? And also, what were some of the key points that we needed to look at? And what can we learn, especially when we are wrapping up, this Friday? So, we spoke the first discussion that we had, especially at the beginning of this week at Early Morning Scoop, is the aspect of Pan-African payment and settlement system. Pan-African payment and settlement system. And we were asking a question, why Bank of Namibia, why Namibia is not yet part of Pan-African payment system? Why there is still evaluation? Why there is still, criticism? Why? Why is like that? And one of the things that we looked at is that when we are advancing our participation in African trade, we were supposed to speak about this. Are our politicians aware about Pan-African payment settlement system? Why it's not being implemented? Or the bank is saying one thing, politicians are saying one thing. Because remember this, the Minister of International Relations and Trade, when she go outside the country, when she represents Namibia in various, forums, particularly in Africa, one of the center of that is that we are making sure that Namibia partake at Africa Continental Free Trade Area. And one of the requirements to participate in that, or one of the requirements and also the very important aspect of participating in that, is that through that plan, there is an aim, or there is already an operation of a launched Pan-African payment and settlement system. And for your own understanding, this is a system which allow countries to trade in their local currency. And it's also set down in terms of the value and also in terms of the amount used. Now, you have Namibia trading with Angola, Namibia trading with Nigeria, for example. And then the transaction that is being made is going to be processed outside Africa, or a bank which is benefiting outside Africa. You know that you are transporting jobs, you are transporting cost of charges, and every year we are losing around 4 billion in terms of that. How do you think that money would be used? Imagine that is almost equivalent to the loans that we are getting. In fact, we are not getting anything. It's just money is just passing through Africa. Those are some of the questions. But I spoke with Kanjengo Seno. That is a critical area that we need to interrogate more and also be answered to say, when are we going to be part of that? Or there's going to be a delay again for us to save ourselves also of these international charges. And the other thing also that we spoke about is the role of BON to national development. You know, I was asking questions to say, no, a bank has a lot of assets. And one of the perspectives that we got is that BON is a very interesting institution because it has assisted us to defend also our country from economic meltdown. This has assisted us. And we are always indicating to say, where something is done well, we must also praise. It has assisted us, but it's also on a defensive ground. It's assisting us, but we are not assisting ourselves. It's assisting us, but we are not assisting ourselves. Because we are at a critical juncture where there is tariffs imposed to all our trading partners. And we are just there at the center, where you have direct and also indirect impact to the way our economy is working. And that is also something that we need to look at, to say, what do we need to know to solve the problem? Because you can't solve a problem that you do not know. You cannot solve a problem that is not well defined, problem that you do not know, problem that you do not know how much is needed, what advice, which people are you going to use? Which people are you going to use? Imagine now, because we are saying money coming in Africa just to rest, then money will not even stay for a week in Africa. We already send them out. When they are coming, they are already cut. Because imagine Namibia, according to financial to foreign direct investment intelligence report, we are number two in the world in terms of attracting foreign direct investment. And where is that money? How is it going? How are we going to benefit from that? Don't be shocked if most of the money is going to be used again by people who used us. In fact, it's like people are coming to Africa to create their own jobs here in Africa, while we are just watching and looking at the physical infrastructure. How many of critical buildings owned by Namibian companies go to any town? Then you understand where the money is going. How many banks are owned by locals? Then you understand where the money is going. Because just coming here to rest, it's not even saved here. But yeah, it's something that we interrogated. We also touched at the function of the bank. And one of the moves that the bank is making, the central bank actually is making, especially when it comes to buying of gold, it's already in in the process of buying gold, to make sure that they strengthen a Namibian currency, because anything attached to gold, especially in terms of financial value, it also help to stabilize the economy. And it's very expensive. A lot of money is spent. It's very expensive to buy gold and also to refine it, because you need a refinery which is purifying gold to the purity of international standard. And that gold is also going to be purified in South Africa. And it's also very difficult also to understand, because everything has cost. That is also going to cost. Cost of buying, cost of refining it. Then the question is that we are spending more money on fixing the system instead of fixing ourselves, it's quite understandable, but everything in Namibia in terms of human development is at an emergency case. There was war declared on poverty, state of emergency declared on drought. But it's declaration and condemnation. But what is the other time I was reading certain newspaper which is indicating some of the what which is indicating that some of the food which were given were found buried, and you just ask yourself, what's wrong with us, Namibia? What's really wrong with us? And when are we going to change from this, scandals? From there, we look at, from financial sector, we look at, what is the expectation of Namibian delegation to Japan to attend the Tokyo International Conference on African Development. And we listened to various callers who indicated to say, we expect issues of economic development and also issues of advancement or getting technology, because most of the callers and also the listeners who give their points, they said, we expect technology. We expect integration in terms of business. But more was on technology, because Japan is one of the highly advanced tech country. One of the most highly advanced tech countries in the world. Highest level of technology. And also in terms of Namibia, it's expectation also of training and skills. Yeah, but looking at the points that were presented, and a lot of and the callers also indicated that they have trust in the new delegation which is there by the which is being head by the Prime Minister, and also accompanied by the Minister of International Relations and Trade. And the callers indicated that they have good belief that it's not going to be business as usual, particularly when Gurare is there. We have seen the points that the Prime Minister have made. Then the question that we're asking ourselves, and the question I was asking today, to say, what is so different? What is so different from others? What is so different from others? What is a differentiation factor? And if you get that answer, then it's easy for you to evaluate, because what is the differentiation factor between the previous administration and the current administration? What are some of the moves which are being made? And yeah, it's a matter of interrogation. And also you are not actually far from some of the outcomes, especially when the minister, the Prime Minister of Japan, presented the loan of over 5 billion to Africa to help in development. We do not know at what interest, because we are just happy about the loan, and We do not know at what interest, if there are conditions there, and how is going, at what levels is going to be paid. If it's not paid, which minerals are they coming for? Not just my view. If it's not paid, how are we going to pay it? What are the conditions? Because a loan is a contractual agreement that you enter into. It's a contractual agreement that you enter into to say, you are giving the, I'm giving you this money because you present an offer. Offer was presented, and I don't say Africa can say no to 5 billion. Even if you say we are giving Africa 1 million, the leaders will not say no, they will just say thank you. They will not, I do not think, and it's just my view. Was there a debate regarding conditions? Was there a debate regarding at what interest, or just thank you, send that money, we are going to use it, we'll come back to you? Was there a debate about African leaders? You know, guys, let us sit. There's an offer given. I only clapping hands, so let us sit and ask to say, we are getting this 5 billion from Japan. At what condition? Can we take it or not? Because I understand when the offer is given, it's already accepted. And thank you. Africa cannot say no to 5 billion. You cannot say no to 5 billion. Whatever conditions are there. That one, we can, unless you really, prove me otherwise. We cannot say no to money. But it's a good thing for development. It's a good thing for development. It's really a very good thing for development. However, the problem can only come in if we are not learning a lesson from what IMF did to development of Africa. Because if you go back to the history of the African economy, then you understand what are the years of structural adjustment? What is the impact of structural adjustment to African countries? Then you'll be able to understand what assistance mean, at what condition, and what are the conditions of assistance means. Because do you know that in Namibia, you can easily make more money by pushing other people's agenda. You can easily make more money from that. And there was a time where this controversial debate about this gender thing. And I'm not an expert in gender. There was this debate about this gender thing to say there is more money pumped into Africa to advance this agenda of a third gender. For example, billions of dollars. And it's not actually me who said that. It was EMS program. I interviewed one of the operators, or one of the youth leader who is an NGO. And he said, no, there were this offer which were given to me, a lot of money, but they are conditioned to say I must, drive this agenda. And you're asking yourself to say, really, really? Just to get the money so that I can prioritize what is not a priority? Is that is not a priority at all? It's not even an issue of debate. It's an issue, are we getting food to eat? That the debate must start there. And I'm just talking about conditions, because you can actually get more money from the West if you are pushing a different agenda which is not in line with your long-term economic development. And when you look at it very well, it's actually a barrier to economic development. While we are confused debating about even issues that are not assisting us. Because the world wants us to continue dancing and dancing according to their drums, but we don't have a say. If it's issues of entertainment, which is actually good, but issues of pushing agenda is completely different from what you are prioritizing on. Then you find out that African leaders, they accept that fund. And how is the future of Africa looking like? Because we are standing at a very critical juncture. We are even lucky that we have a youthful population. at this time, because population change with time, depends on generation to generation. At this point in time, majority, more than 60% of Africans are very young, are young people. Energetic and active. So, it's very important to look at that TICAD assistance and also the training of 30,000 artificial intelligence experts from Africa. The training of 30,000 artificial intelligence experts from Africa. The question is also that how is the training going to be? Is it for free? Or where is it going to happen? Is it going to happen in Africa? Is it going to happen in Japan? Those are questions of interrogation. And what do you mean when you talk about an AI expert? You is a computer scientist, is a researcher in terms of, the computer engineering at what level? It's only academician or even our tech who have just experience, because what I've seen in the world of tech is that the best hacker is the one without the qualification or with only a certificate, or the best AI expert is the one who is trained, not the one with a PhD in AI. The best expert in cybersecurity is the one who have experience and what is the level of evaluation. But it's good development. It's good development. There is nothing actually without a good side. It's good development, because if that money is used wisely, we are going to be an advanced nation, a dream that we have been dreaming for a very long time, and we also having a hope. Because what I'm always saying is that the thing about Africa is not all bad. There are things that we did well. Even in Namibia, when you come here and question things, there are things that we did well. Even what the world cannot do, there are things that we did. And it's also good to look at that note. However, there is more which need to be done. And there are lessons on the table that we also need to look at. So, yeah, that was it from TICAD. We're expecting the delegation tomorrow to come back home and continue with business, continue with main issues. Yeah, and we also got into the conversation with Dr. Sion Ikela. And so it's very good to look at some of the highlights. What are the key main things that he spoke about? Because when you got in the conversation with Dr. Ikela, we were discussing about climate change, and also the aspect of disaster risk management, and most importantly, we are looking at African knowledge or indigenous knowledge. How did Africans use indigenous knowledge in terms of dealing with issues of climate change, and also issues of dealing with disasters such as flood, drought, how to deal with rain, how should we continue using indigenous knowledge, what is the necessity of indigenous knowledge in climate. And these are some of the highlights, some of the key things that he spoke about, particularly when I asked him a question regarding indigenous knowledge, when I asked him a question regarding indigenous knowledge and how these have been used in Africa, and why is necessary when you are talking about climate change and responding to climate impact, what is the necessity of indigenous knowledge. So these are some of the highlights that when you got into a conversation with Dr. Sion Ikera, who is a dean in the Faculty of Environmental Management and Sustainability Science at the International University of Management. This will be incorporated in mainstream academia and also in, respond to issues of climate, particularly the strategies which have been used. And in most cases, they've been seen as backward, but working for those who, by that time, we did not even know science.
Yeah, the people are actually using some of the constraints when it comes to indigenous knowledge that They are not documented. Mm. They are area specific.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot be tested.
And
all of that.
Yeah.
But I would like to state it that this indigenous knowledge are tested. If you check how people apply salt, momihoka, when they cook, they usually test and can tell that now the salt is enough or we can add. When the elderly people are preparing the seeds for the next season, they would look at the grains and know that this is the correct seed to use for next season when they are again going to cultivate. So in a way, yes, it might be limitation, but what we need to do now is to have these things documented. Of course, institution of higher learning have a role to play here. At IUM, we are already teaching indigenous knowledge.
Okay.
Especially in our faculty, most of the qualification, the indigenous knowledge is there as a subject. Now, it's very important that we incorporate this indigenous knowledge in our plans, in our program, in our framework, because, as I said, one of the limitations there is the so-called area-specific. Now, if you incorporate this, which is area-specific, I can tell you this will be able to speak to the people that are in that are from that area, because they are the ones that are practicing this indigenous knowledge, and for them, it's working. Because you go to some areas, for example, they will tell you, if that Oshana can keep water, you know, the first flush usually come either toward the end of October or beginning of November. They would say, if that Oshana keep water after that flush, it's not going to be a good rainy season coming. So then already people from that area are prepared depending on what they have observed in their surrounding. And we just need to appreciate that, yes, it's true, it's area specific, but it can be considered in terms of dealing with disaster risk management.
No, that is very interesting. And if indigenous knowledge have assisted us for all those thousands of years, why not? Why can't we document them and also make our own science that can also apply, like what you have said, at area specific also?
Actually, through indigenous knowledge, indigenous people or local people lived in harmony with nature. They know when to hunt because they would allow for pregnant women to give birth. They would not kill, for example, the bull, the old.
Yeah, that was highlight, especially from Dr. Ikela. It was a highlight from Dr. Sion Ikela. He's an expert in areas of environmental science, management, issues of water, and resource management. He's a person to talk to. And the other things that we looked at, because when you look at the other thing that we look at, especially when you look at what we discussed, is issues of Namibian economy, However, one of the critical or one of the aspects which also still continue to impact in Namibia is the issue of SOE. It's an issue of SOE. And just when you look at what happened recently, the cabinet has passed or cabinet has communicated the stopping of appointment of board of directors, in the next 6 months, while they are busy dealing with they are evaluating PEGA Act, that is Public Enterprise Governance Act. Is an act which is guiding, it's a guiding principle of Prastatals SOEs in Namibia, which was amended in 2019 there. They are busy reworking on it. The government is busy reworking on it because, you know, of this fights which have been happening around. SOEs have been trending in Namibia for not so good reasons. CEO fired, MD fired, accountant fired, the board of directors are fighting with the management. Management is reporting to them, to the Rhine minister. The Rhine minister is not reacting. The Rhine minister is now also require some advice from the finance minister. Finance minister saying one thing. Attorney General is saying one thing. There's two fights between two CEOs. One is coming to the office. The other one is locking the premises. Some CEOs, they are handpicked, they are picked by police from their office they are taken out of the premises by the police. A lot of things have been happening. However, the center of that is Spenga Act. Just while we are here, there are also some news which are coming in already. While we are talking about SOE, some news which are coming again. This yet to be verified. Just stated that the Namco board has removed Victoria Simbea, the managing director of National Oil Company. And there is proposals of appointing somebody. And for your information, as I have indicated even yesterday at the business and economic segment, is to say the stability of our SOEs would define how we are going to survive in the next 10 years. And these things of up and down, they are really not so good. These things of appointing and removing, they are really not so good. Now, Namco does not have a stable stable leadership. But Namco need to put itself together in order to deal with issues of oil. Because investors are already in the house. There is 10 to 15 billion investment. Total Energy is already here. Shell is already here. People are ready for business, but we are not in order yet. It's like you invited the guest and you are still cleaning the house. You are still, you know, looking for a goat slaughter. You are still looking for the deco. People are already at home. So that's why we are always indicating to say, let us put ourselves in order. Because guests are already here. So, let's take the caller. Hello?
Mr. David, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I mean, Mr. Shombe.
Yes.
And God bless you, David. Yeah. Mr. Shombe.
Yeah, it's David Shombe.
Yeah, David Shombe. But,
I'm David, and David Shombe is my father.
Yeah, that's why I have to put to Mr. there.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can tell you that it's not a problem.
How are you doing this morning?
No, it's fine, my son. How are you doing?
I'm doing, sir. I'm doing well,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, you see, yesterday you were also hammering on that good to corporate governance.
Oh, yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday I listened to you the whole afternoon there in the evening there, that time.
Oh, what is your input on that? What did we do good? Yeah, what did I do wrong? Yeah,
you touched it on it. You see, that thing has been a headache.
Yeah.
The board of directors.
Yeah.
There were even a time when we heard the people are not applying for board to become board members.
Yeah.
And that had to do now seriously with the leadership, because if the board is there,
yeah,
and they cannot direct the ship,
yeah,
in terms of management, because they are leadership roles, Of course, though they might be overlapping, but different from the management cadre. So now, the leaders, the board, and all these things are not really directing and make sure that their functions in terms of the law are not carried out, then you find out that the management level will fail. Can easily fail. So those fights that you're talking about, that friction that comes between them and these leaders and this other one, and that's the reason why they also go back to the treasury, national treasury, to get money more, to be bailed out. It is not supposed to be that way, actually. They are the one who's supposed
to bail out the government.
In fact, they are the one to bail out, supposed to bail out the government. In fact, if they are run and managed by the people who are more technocratic. So who are now aware of many, many other issues. And at the same time, they are the one going back to the government and get money bail out again. But they are expected to create revenue for the government. And also create employment for the government.
It's true.
Because,
it's true.
Yes, but if they don't do that, what then?
I want your input. Was the establishment of Ministry of Public Enterprise a good move, or it what took us back?
So you mean that by then?
Yeah, because it was established, I think, but, when they changed the act in 2019 there, when Riona Yusta took over.
Yes, in fact, there, I think they were just trying to do some reform. And then to put things in place when the one that you mentioned was there.
But
I think they were trying to make sure that they really reform a lot of things, because it was the one that they were supervising the
all of them.
SNO.
But it was a powerful ministry, actually.
It was a powerful ministry, and I think it's just because he had to resign, and that's why it went back to that Tateshimi there.
Ask yourself that question: why did he resign?
I think sometimes people do frustrate. Managers and all these things, they do frustrate. And especially this person, what's his name?
Rion Yusta.
Something like that. So, and you remember, he's very knowledgeable.
Yeah, he's a knowledgeable guy.
When it comes to business.
Yeah, it's true.
So, I think somehow, they might have been frustrating him. And you know,
why are they frustrating him? Is he not who frustrating them?
Because sometimes when you come with very good style, good management, leadership, and things like that, people sometimes they deliberately hinder your progress.
Yeah.
Maybe away or unaware or issues of that nature. But we have seen many people who have been laboring against the leadership. So me, I know better. You know, they think that once you are appointed on that level, maybe the ministerial level, you know, you are appointed now. Now they think that, yes, you are a politician, but you don't know anything. Because you know how they give all the politicians. They're politicians, they don't know anything. But I wonder why you think the politicians are having a look at their profile and find out that they are not, they are irrelevant in the position that they are appointed. No, not always. Of course, they have a greater responsibility to oversee the function of others. But I think maybe it will come back, Ministry of Enterprise. You know, the enterprise, people are want to create industry, create established businesses and things like that. At one point, I heard the BIPA, few Namibians are registering their business. So if you are registering their business, that means you will not have a lot of people creating employment through those business entities that they are building, they are establishing.
Now, I want your opinion also about NAMCO. What do you think need to be done to make sure that we have that, because what you want stability at that institution so that, you know, at least we can deal with issues of oil very well, because I'm giving example, say you are, you invited the guest, investors are already here, but we are still sweeping the house and looking for a goat to slaughter.
Yeah, so the acting one.
The acting now up, they are indicating, just information to, they are indicating that, she's also going.
She's also going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's just going because, you see, no problem. If she's going, I'm sure there might be a lot of capable people outside in the market, in the labor market there, who within the system, because they have to act now and things like that. And you're mentioning that there are many of them without a head.
No. Look at NASA, for example. I think they still have an acting CEO. Look at NIDA. I don't know what happened to look at NIDA.
NASA not been integrated into Ministry of Education or whatever.
It's going
to be a department.
No. Those are just political. Their political communication is not yet in place. It's the same thing with the investment board. I think the president communicated, but they are still operating, and NASA is standing, and there's its own operation.
They continue operating until such a time that they are no longer, their presence no longer needed there or dissolved, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they should still operate. Even without a head,
mm-hmm,
or executive director, whoever you call them,
mm-hmm,
the systems should still function. It might not be functioning the way we expect it to do to function, but mm-hmm, the work must still go on. They can't go on retirement. So those who have resigned, those who are kicked off because mm-hmm, they want to put the house in order,
mm-hmm,
but the business should still go on ahead.
It should go ahead, and we are just asking to say, is it not important to have to advertise the post and have a full MD there?
Obviously, that is necessary, but it's very easy, because sometimes you look around and poach.
Is it for?
I had the Mythico.
Yeah.
I was reading that they are getting in that. But what is that name? Who was at NBC sometimes ago, and then he turned around the whole thing.
Mr. Okumabe.
And remember when he was also selling our country there, advertising our country there, outside. He came and he was actually emphasizing on the ambassadors, because on the representative.
I want to ask you a question. Eh? Do you think he's going to succeed if he at Mythico?
Obviously, he will. If he had succeeded with the NBC and many other where he was. I think he was also somewhere in Valsby. There was a time I think he was deployed.
But he was from NBC. He became a spokesperson for the president. Then from there he went to France. Né? Was it UNESCO?
Uh-huh. We was coordinating the work of
you know why I am asking you, why do you think he's going to succeed? If you succeed as an ambassador, it doesn't mean that you're going to succeed as a CEO. You know what happened? You know what happened to, I don't know what really happened internally, but looking at, for example, Mr. Mihe, the guy who was a CEO of NIDA. He's a professional. He was working at the Development Bank of Namibia. He's an economist. He has a lot of qualifications, actually. And I do not know what happened. I don't know what happened but people expect, the first CEO of NIDA, the guy who was running NIDA. But there was even the issue of, not meeting the target, the issue of, extension of probation. Then you're asking yourself, why a so decorated executive who was at African Development Bank is not able to make it at like a small institution like NIDA? Is it him, or are the people that are working there, or they do not understand each other? Because we expect a person to shine. You are coming from African Development Bank. You have well trained, and it's up for interrogation. It could be that you are a good leader, but the environment that you are finding there. Because you can find an accountant who is in a company who is very powerful than you, who is at management and influence also.
Yeah, as long as you are putting what you are bringing in within the company,
mm-hmm.
is to grow the company.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you are actually people, you are focused, you know, people standard kind of mm-hmm. management approach.
Yeah.
It's important because to really win the energy, the support, so that everyone
mm.
can buy in your vision,
mm.
the support.
Yeah.
There are also those human relationships that you need to create.
Mm.
So they always ask you in the personal management issues, how do you deal with the teams and things like that.
Yeah.
So if you go into the organization and be so standard with this kind of unethical behaviors and things like that,
yeah.
when you come in, people also have some kind of, you know, they look at you with a different eye.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you are doing the right thing,
mm-hmm.
So what is wrong with that? So make sure that you revise and reform and put your internal structure
mm-hmm.
arrangement in place. Because sometimes the things are so misaligned, the priorities and the capability to align them to do these activities and things like that. There are a lot of reorganization that you need to do in there when you get into that company. But you don't just necessarily need to resign
mm-hmm.
or run away.
No, sometimes
when you run away now, you leave the job to be done by who?
No, sometimes they'll find a way to, they will just take you out.
If they take out and they have got good grounds,
yeah.
why they are taking you out, not just because people just want to demonstrate and say, no, all the Lanis must close, all the Chinese must close.
Mm-hmm.
And you forgot that this is where you are getting your product also. And you are not even using our own local product for you to build your thing.
Yeah.
The Chinese and all these Lanis or whatever way you want. They yeah. actually employ more people than even yourself.
Yeah.
And this is where you are going to buy your equipment, your product.
Yes.
But I want them to stop. If you want them to stop now, and you are not even creating anything for those people, an alternative for those people to, that I will be redundant there,
mm-hmm.
Then what? Is that not a sabotage?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Uncle. Thank
welcome,
you.
Welcome, David. Welcome, right. David.
Yeah, we have around 7 minutes. You can still engage us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. So that is, this is what is happening, because you can be an ambassador, then corporate affair is completely different. You need to put on a different suit. You are working with different people. You are working with, you are at the local level now. Then, because a lot of people have you find really good people, good qualifications, good, experience, but you cannot run institution. You cannot run that institution. And, looking at, for example, City of Windhoek, I'm very happy that there is stability in terms of leadership. Regardless of the shaking coalition, is still functioning, and the CEO, I think he understands how things are being done, especially also management of politicians, because we are dealing with politicians. Politicians who speak this thing today at 5 o'clock is writing a letter to recall you. You are dining here today; tomorrow he's sending you home. And I think that is a skill which is required. What they are saying in politics, it's a very dangerous game, but it's a dangerous necessity. You cannot live without it. The political game is a dangerous necessity, because it's through that, it's how we are handling it. And there's a lot of things that we need to digest. A lot of things that we need to digest. And most importantly, let us read. Where the country is going, who is saying what, where can you get involved, and also what are some of your contribution to national development, where is the money is coming, but where is the money? How is the money going to be used? Follow the money. Somebody say no, follow the money. Where are they investing? How much money is spent on my sector? How much money is spent on engineering? How much money is spent on education? How much money is spent on oil and gas? And how can I assist? How much money? Because I spoke yesterday about the construction of a dam in southern part of Namibia. I asked to say, what is the relevance of this information to somebody who has a construction company? What's the relevance of a plumber in Kietman, for example? What's the relevance of an electrician? What's the relevance of this information to an electrician who is in Oranjemund, for example? What is the relevance of this economic information to Meme who is studying Kapana? Because when you get the economic insight, you must ask yourself, how should I survive here? And what can I get from this? And yeah, the Villager newspaper is out. The Villager newspaper is out. Make sure that, you have access to the copy of the Villager newspaper. Make sure that you have access to the copy of the Villager newspaper. And that's for your own information. Send your name and save this WhatsApp number to 081-241-44, 081-241-44. Send your name there, save that number, and you will be able to receive economic paper at the Villager newspaper every Monday morning, Wednesday morning, and Friday morning. And yeah, do not also forget to download Eagle FM app. Do not forget to download Eagle FM app. And also do not forget to download Imba app so that you have access to the digital version of a hymn book. And like we're always indicating to you, for us to help ourselves to survive this economy of Namibia, and also to make sure that we can be able to contribute to national development. Let us develop the culture of reading. You don't need to read everything. Let us develop the culture of also understanding. And the fact that you are listening to the radio, it also says a lot about you if you are concerned about economic development. Because when you read, when you attend events. No, I was shocked, yesterday when I attend, NetBank business conference, and I start to understand why we are, especially the my black people, why we are a bit behind. Because I'm saying this without claiming any racial remarks. A lot of our white folks, they prioritize important events. Take their kids, they are there with their kids, with their wives. They are listening to this information. The same amount of money that you spend on beer, this is the amount of money that you can spend on a conference which is productive. Real productive conference, not a conference about talk. Where you listen to various people, you pick who can assist you in terms of your area. And I was so shocked to say, when you look at, you read the room, you say, I understand where are we? And I know where we are and where others are. So it's very important, very crucial to read and also look at, what is very important in terms of information and also in terms of doing business. And yeah, I'm going to leave you in the good sense of Michael Choveri. Going to live in the good sense of Michael Choveri with Unpacking the Day. And stay tuned. Because he will take you through like he's always doing. especially when it's coming to what is happening around the world and also what's happening in Namibia. And also, you know, what are the trading news? And, in a few seconds, we're going to give the mic to Mike to see, what do we have for today and what are some of, the events which are happening. So it's very important to make sure that you follow us at our social media platform, follow us on Facebook and, X and our other social media platform. So from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economy?
InPut just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.